on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
War. The opposite of peace is war. Now, war represents both physical conflict and spiritual struggle arising from man's sin. One could ask the question, any questions? We were at some point at war with God. We were at war with God. You know how I know it? Adam and Eve rebel. Adam, don't you dare touch that fruit. And then everything after Adam was in a rebellion mode because we inherited a sin nature. And because we inherited a sin nature, all of us now are in rebellion against God. Whether you see me do something, my flesh will make me do it, because there's some things I crave for in my flesh that God said, I don't need you to go after that. My brothers and sisters, we were at war. And we could also ask, what wars are you fighting today? We could ask, what struggles are you wrestling with? What is it in your life that caused you to be separated from the one who can restore, redeem, baptize you, justify you, and save you? And yet we find ourselves alienated in war with him. What battles are you fighting? Because the Lord says, this battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. When the enemy wants to take you down, you don't know the weakest point in your life is your strongest point. Because when you don't think you can handle it, you fall on your knees and you say, Abba, Father. You start calling upon the, you got power. You do know the enemy flees from anybody who got power, because he lost some of his power, not all of his power. He lost a little of it when he rebelled and fell and was brought to earth. And now he uses that power. He uses the flesh to keep us in our jail cell. And he keeps reminding us of what we did. Because he knows his destiny. We have been told what our destiny will be if we accept the Lord through faith, what the end will be. Then in verse 2 it states, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Antioch. We now have access. For it was the completed work of Christ which gave us this access to God. Not the high priest. We now have access when the veil in the temple was ripped from top to bottom, we gained access to God. And we are no longer restricted from his presence. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. But God ain't gonna have no problem. God got issues with sin, and sin can't come around him because he's got angels surfing, cherubim, angels guarding his holiness. Sin can't come into his presence. But when the veil in the temple was ripped from top to bottom, we gained access to God, and we are no longer restricted from his presence. Because now Hebrews 4 and 16 say, let us inclusive, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. What the law could not do, grace had the answer. Grace. What the law, the stuff that you're holding on to, the stuff that you're trying to keep. The law is a taskmaster. The law is the rules and the regulation. What the law could not do, grace and peace and mercy, Christ completed it all. He fulfilled it.
Yeah.
Anybody in trouble? Take your burden to the Lord. and leave it there. We take our burden to the Lord and we pick it back up. That man with that little toupee on his head, keep praying and see what God will do. You know why prayer works? Because the demonstration of the children of Israel, when Egypt came against the children of Israel, God told the children of Israel to pray. Moses was telling them all along, God got this covered, and they were so weak in their flesh that they couldn't believe by faith. And when you stop letting the flesh dictate to you and you start letting your spiritual mind and your faith dictate, God said, now I can operate, because the things that I do, I'm operating by things that are not seen. How did that happen? God did it. Unseen battle. This battle ain't yours. This battle is the Lord's. Amen. We got access to him. Then Paul said in verse 3, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Now Romans 3:5-3 does not say rejoice despite tribulation, but it states rejoice in tribulation, identifying them as opportunity for growth. In other words, when stuff happens, just start saying, Lord, I'm ready. I can handle this with you on my side. Anybody growing today? You've been knocked down. You've been talked about. You've been criticized, but you're still standing. And all I can say, don't ever throw in the white towel of surrender. Don't ever abandon the ship. Just keep trusting in the Lord. Because in your weakest moment, your strongest hour can appear when we call on the name of Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach. In the original Hebrew, Yahshua HaMashiach is the one that comes to our aid, because he said, I died for him. I died for her. My brothers and sisters, now I understand that God will use trials to build endurance. And then use that same trial to build character, and it will then develop a deeper hope. Anybody got hope this morning? God is saying, if I be for you, I am more than the world against you. Anybody got hope this morning? And what is God building in you? Is there anybody here who have asked God, how long must I go through a situation? And then you thought, I began to search the scripture, and I thought about Joseph being sold into slavery by his brothers. I thought about Job, who had a whole bunch of stuff and just lost it right before his very eyes. I thought about David when he faced Goliath and didn't run away from it, and then he had to flee from King Saul. I thought about the woman who had an issue of blood, who gave up all that she had in resources, but she met the master and said, if I can just touch, that's faith. If I can just touch the... When you touch Jesus, you receive a blessing. And then, my brothers and sisters, I began to think about the church's transition, not buildings. The church is called, you are the church. The church's transition. And when I think about the church's transition, I thought about from the early church that was persecuted to the last seventh church in Revelation, which is called Laodicea, known as the apostate church. What church era are we in? What are we seeing today when men are turning their back against God, when people no longer come to church? We can't get our children into the church. They would rather hold on to this thing. I got one too. They would rather hold on to this thing, and they are more interested in this than they are in the Word of God. And now AI, in the last day, they will worship the image. Artificial intelligence. You got men so busy trying to figure out how they're going to live on the moon, and they can't even live here on Earth. Their next objective is to go to Mars, and they can't even figure out how to live on Earth. Now, how in the world do they figure that they can go to the moon and set up a colony, and they can't even keep what God has given us here? Well, polluting it, destroying it, deteriorating it, and they'll go to the moon and do the same thing. My brothers and sisters, God is in control. Because Isaiah 53, 5 through 8 shares something about the one who would come and justify us. Justification. Justify us by paying the debt for sin. For scripture said about Jesus in Isaiah 53, 5 and 8. But, conjunction, he was wounded for our transgression. Wait a minute, stop there. Isaiah said this 700 years before Jesus was born. Isaiah said he was wounded, past tense. How in the world could he be wounded in the past? And he ain't been born yet. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we are now, as believers, justified by the completed work of this man called Jesus. For he who knew no sin became our stuff and suffered the wrath of a sin-hating God. We were made right today, not because we are good, neither the things we do are great, but we are made right because of God's unmerited favor. It is God's unmerited favor. It is God's redemption at Christ's expense. When we think about the goodness of God, my soul look back and wonder how I made it over. God is justifying us because of his love. And because of his love, we can say glory, hallelujah, to the Lord. For he is worthy of all praise. He is worthy of all honor. And he is worthy of all glory. Doors of the church are open. If you're here today.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, all righty then. We are back and better than ever here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. This is K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O-F-M, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. You know, it's a strange thing that there's a tropical storm named Dolly that's kicking up in the Atlantic, and it is not a tribute to Dolly Parton, who recently passed away. It's just a storm, and it was time to name a storm with the letter D. So Dolly just kind of came up, and it's just coincidence, as a matter of fact. Hallelujah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's talk turkey. It's the Bible quiz today. We got a lot of